It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, though, we do know that for those of you in Missouri, sports betting is on the way. That passed very, very narrowly late in the morning. If you were following me on Twitter, 2:30.
Early morning, late in the morning. How's that work?
Well, it's 2:30. Is that late in the morning?
I think it's early morning.
Early.
I think once it passes midnight.
Early morning. In the early morning hours, it looked like it was going to pass. This morning, all the precincts were finally reported, basically by like less than 7,500 votes. I mean, narrow, narrow margins. Sports betting has passed. Now, there's a chance there's a recount. So who knows how that goes, but as of right this second, like anything else, yes, sports betting passed in Missouri. Are you excited? You're a Missouri resident.
I told you, I wanted the ability. This is like a freedom of choice thing. I feel like I should be allowed to make those decisions the same as I like drink alcohol or a million other autonomy choices people make. So yes, I'm very excited. I get to bet from my couch starting, I guess, early next year based on the estimates it appears people are putting out there in the early going. I mean, got everything else. Why not? Got weed. We got all kinds of stuff. Why can't I bet?
I talked to somebody yesterday. They think early 2025 is in play, and that would be as in like March Madness kind of stuff. But we'll see. It just depends on how quickly the Missouri Gaming Commission can put this together. And does the recount change anything and stuff like that. But by fall, for sure. They have to. The language in the bill, they have to be up and running by December of 2025. Like that is in the law.
So that's the latest
would be December. I don't think so either. Earliest, I think, is like a late February, March timeline. Safe bet is no pun intended, is September of next year. But we'll see. It did pass. I mean, this is something that's been trying to get through the Missouri State House and everything for and Senate since 2018 when it became a state issue and all that. But looks like next year, next football season, you should be able to go to Arrowhead and bet. Maybe during the baseball season, go to Kauffman Stadium.
That's what's going to be the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Is the ability to sit because, you know, not all, but the two major sports we have in this town are still reside on the Missouri side. And so the idea that now you can wager in those towns where those teams are at the time those teams are playing certainly feels different than what it's been to this point so far.
Yeah. We'll talk about maybe a little bit later on the show. Like, does this do anything for keeping the Chiefs or Royals?
I mean, they didn't promise any of the money towards them like they were maybe saying that small little nest egg they were squaring away in Kansas.
I think it has a small impact. I don't want to say zero. I don't think it's going to be the ultimate reason whether one of these teams would have gone or stay in Missouri. What they like about it, the teams, and why all the professional teams in the state of Missouri were in support of this, you probably heard the commercials, saw the commercials. Ozzie Smith was out there doing a commercial. Tony Gonzalez was doing a commercial.
They got him back in Chiefs, right?
They got Tony G back in Chiefs. Hey,
surprising.
Man. The reason why I think they were in support of it is they have the ability to have their own skin or license. So it's not just about maybe one day having a sports book out by the stadium. It's that they can have a license, get a share of an app or whatever it may be, and bring in revenue. The Cardinals were the front and center of this entire thing from the sports team perspective.
Well, that's because the Chiefs are worried about their stadium stuff.
I think so.
They're not trying to play both sides of that.
And Bill DeWitt there on the eastern side of the Missouri in St. Louis was very outspoken about this. They believe it'll allow them to. They want to get some renovations done at their stadium as well. They think this will help them get that done financially. But it does pass. A lot of you have asked about all the apps and stuff. I'm going to talk more specific that kind of stuff tonight on that betting show. So if you want to know like what apps might be at launch, more details on how this happened last night and why some of you asked like, wait, why was this so close? That kind of stuff. I'll get into that tonight during that betting show from 6 to 7 here on 96.5 The Fan. But it did pass. It's been a long time coming.
Well, honestly, it's the 39th state. Talk about being behind the curve a little bit. That 39th?
Yeah, 7 of the 8 states that border Missouri
already
legalized.
And like 5 of them are never going to get it, right?
Yeah, Idaho.
Like, five of them just never going to vote for it.
Idaho is one of those. They might be the last state if they
Montana.
Ever get it. Yeah, I mean, Idaho for sure might be the last state that believe it or not, Texas doesn't have it, and that's something that more and more that's a market that they of course want to be in because of
you
the population size. California doesn't have it. Remember they tried a ballot measure in California for sports betting, and it failed miserably. There was a lot more. It was complicated. There was a lot of tribal casino stuff up there. Was a problem.
That's where Oklahoma comes into play. Another one of the states that doesn't.
Florida
have it.
Had a problem, and then they. Kind of had it resolved too, correct? Because now they can.
Yeah, Supreme Court got involved in that decision. Yeah, that was a controversial thing.
Does being able to bet anywhere you are in the city take Vegas away from you a little bit? You can do some of your betting anywhere.
So living in Kansas, it already kind of did. You know, we went out, obviously, nothing can compare to the experience that we had at Stadium Swim and all that. You can't replicate that in Kansas City. But in terms of like the enticement to make a bet, like the fact that, yeah, you can just do that from your couch. It's not that part of Vegas is not the same. When you go out to Vegas, you can't use FanDuel. You can't go out there. You have access to more betting in Kansas and soon to be maybe Missouri, assuming the recount is fine and doesn't have a recount or if the recount is certified and everything. Yeah, man. Like that's the only thing I'll say in Missouri that's in the bill. If this gets up and running officially, you will not be able to bet on Missouri college props. So like if you're a Missouri, you want to bet on Missouri Tigers, a certain player to have over 220 yards passing next year, that in the state of Missouri you will not be able to bet on them. Now you can bet on Kansas or
K-State. Talking about Hawaii and college students, but maybe you shouldn't be able to
in
do
Missouri
that anyway.
In their bill you will not be able to bet on a player. You can bet on the team, you will not be able to bet on player props for the Missouri
it's
Tigers.
It's far easier to manipulate mm-hmm. college athletes, or this is the same reason why they want to get rid of being able to bet on 10-day players in the NBA. Same reasons. Easier to manipulate people when they're not making 150. I couldn't pay Shohei enough to throw a game. Like, he makes too much money. Clearly, you could pay Jonte Porter enough money to throw a game, or throw a bet, at least. Maybe not a whole game, but a bet.
Yeah. No, that's part of it. So we'll keep you up to date again tonight. That betting show, I'll talk more about Missouri passing sports wagering, becoming the 39th state to do that.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.